Hello, we're calling from Local Splash. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. I apologize. I didn't hear say hello. I'm sorry about that. Am I speaking with Troy?
Yeah.
All right, great. How are you doing today?
Doing awesome.
That's always good to hear. The reason I'm calling is just to simply go over the account, see how things are going. I'm not sure if it's a good time.
Yeah, I'm honestly not happy with the service.
Sorry to hear that. Go ahead.
I mean, I don't see where you guys have helped me in any way.
Okay. In any way, I'm sorry? Okay. Let me just make sure I have everything open here on the account, and we'll definitely go ahead and go over it, okay? Give me one second here.
I've got zero leads from your the marketing on Facebook. I've got zero leads from the email or from my website from you guys. So, quite frankly, I don't even know why I have you guys.
No, I definitely understand. If you're paying, you should definitely see some results, of course. This includes from everything that we're doing, especially when it comes to the Google Business Profile, right? So you mentioned that there's absolutely nothing coming in, no calls, no messages, anything, of course?
That's correct.
Okay, let me go ahead and take a quick look on the client dashboard here. Mainly, I just want to see what kind of attraction it's getting on Google Insights, right?
The only attraction I'm getting is spammers. The spammers are just relentless on there, so.
Okay, so that's always something that I appreciate you letting me know. The reason is it definitely is important to see where the calls are coming from, of course, right? That way we can see what kind of changes need to be made. From the previous conversations that were held, right, there were some changes that were required, especially for the Google Business Profile. And it definitely does look like those changes have been created. I do see that people are visiting the Google Business Profile, but you're mentioning that most of the calls coming in, they're spam. Now, I do see that there's about 14 or 15 calls, right? I believe there's a few messages in there that are coming in from Facebook, actually. I see that two of them should have been from Facebook. You mentioned that nothing came out of those as well?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, well, I'm very sorry to hear that. Normally, by now, you should definitely be getting more calls, especially the actual incoming messages. Give me one second here. Okay, so based on Google's information, the Google Business Profile is doing good. The only thing that might be something that we want to work on is getting reviews, right? Now, as you know, the Google Business Profile is something that is going to belong to you, right? So by gathering reviews, it would definitely benefit you. This would actually even help to move up in ranking, right? I'm not sure if you've ever received something that's called a tiny URL before. I believe it was sent out this morning again.
Yeah, we got it.
You did get it. Okay, perfect. Now, simply what the tiny URL is a link to your Google Business Profile. Normally, our clients do tend to send it out to their customers, some of them that have previously, just to gather some reviews. After that, they do tend to respond to the reviews, right? Right now, I understand that we have until the 23rd of March, so I'm definitely going to be taking a closer look to see what can be done. From your end, it's looking great. For example, you sent in plenty of photos. So that is allowing us to create posts more frequently, which should in return help us move up in ranking, right? So I believe this was definitely confirmed last month. Give me just one second because I want to go over the service areas. I'm not sure. Give me one second so I can pull that up. Would you be able to log into your client dashboard right now just so you can see the service areas as well?
Yeah, let me see if I can. I don't know how to log into that.
Okay, so it's asking you for the credentials, is that right? Okay, give me 1 second. I'll go ahead and give them to you over the phone. Okay, so the username is going to be your phone number, which is the 540-207-2468. And then the password is going to be the Bing. No spaces and no capitals. Would you like me to text you the credentials, I'm sorry?
Yeah, please.
Awesome. Give me 1 second. They should be there right away. Perfect. I just sent them to you. Let me make sure I sent them to the right number, actually. Okay, perfect. So they should be on their way. Okay, did you receive the fax, I'm sorry?
I did.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
So there was a message before that. I got the username and the. Hold on, let me click. I don't know. See, I mean, y'all send a bunch of useless shit.
Okay, you didn't get the text message with the username and password, I'm sorry?
I mean, I did, but then it's how the content is used. There's just a bunch of useless shit. I got a username and then I got the password. Do I click on that or what do I do?
There's just the credentials, so you can put them on the login for the LSD, right? It's asking you for username and the password. Those are the ones that you type in.
Yeah, I'll just have so much freaking. Okay, here we go. I think I have it.
Okay, perfect. So simply what I want to do is just go ahead and go over the business information, right? So if you are on your phone, you're going to see three lines on top of the screen. You're going to click on those three lines, and it's going to have a drop-down menu, and you're just going to click on where it says business info.
I don't see the three lines.
Okay, so if you're on the home screen, you should see the logo and then total results around 175. Is that what you're seeing?
I mean, I see the home screen. My logo, TWF Construction.
Okay. And you said that there's no three lines on there on top to have a drop-down menu?
No. Oh, hold on. Maybe to the left. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see that.
Ooh, okay, thank you. Perfect. So as you can tell, right, it's the drop-down menu, and you're just going to click where it says business info.
It doesn't say business info. It says leads, website, listing, Google, insights, ad campaigns, reviews, posts.
It should be the last one. Maybe you just need to just scroll down a little bit, but it should be right underneath posts.
What's it going to say, business info?
That's correct.
Okay,
awesome. So the reason I want you to come in here is because we're going to see just two things right now. We're going to see the keywords and the actual service areas, okay? So right now what you're seeing is your business information. If you just keep scrolling, you'll get to keywords. Okay. Once you're on keywords, there's a very important thing that says primary search phrase. Right now we're currently using what's known as construction services, right? Now, is that something that you, let's say, maybe are concentrating on, just construction services? Perhaps maybe you want to go ahead and focus on something different, for example, right? For example, maybe new construction, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So that's definitely what I want to go over. Now, as you can see, these are the search phrases that we currently have for you. I definitely feel that we need to go ahead and give the customers, let's say, the opportunity to, let's say, search you in different keywords, right? So right now I'm trying to see what would be the best keywords for that service here. Just give me 1 second. I'll give you a list. The reason that I bring this up again is because we want to give the clients more options, right? So just give me 1 second. I'm just going to look up construction, for example. Okay, I apologize. So you do see that where it says, right, the actual keywords. You can see the search phrases. Is that right? It says construction
no.
services, new construction. You might just need to scroll a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Well, the whole point that I wanted to see is that I wanted you to see this is because those are the current search words that we have, right? Those are things that clients are going to be using. I would definitely highly recommend that we add maybe a few more. And actually, I do have a list. If it's okay with you, I could text it in to you, or I could just maybe go over them, and you let me know if these apply to you.
Mm-hmm.